Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting second. The second baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Renick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Hall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Tom Hall. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson. And now, play ball. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a pop-up towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hall, and towards Tovar, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 1 in the game. Ulander takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall scores. Ulander moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rowland now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to third. Reese moves to second. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseborough strikes out. Roof drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Roseborough out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a fly ball into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rowland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ulander hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva who is chasing the ball. Tartabull reaches third base with a triple. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackson moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tovar moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reese strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison pinch hits for Greg Nettles. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar scores. Killebrew moves to second. It's 5-1, Twins. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 2 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Allison now playing left field. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick misplays the ball. That's an error on Renick. Reynolds moves to second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. One out. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Jim Rowland. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Twins. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's, Twins 5, Athletics, 5. Bob Miller now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bando is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Renick hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields the ball and throws to second. Renick drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Renick. Cater moves to second. One out. Tito Francona pinch hits for Tommy Reynolds. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is walked intentionally. Ramon Webster pinch hits for Phil Roof. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tito Francona now playing first base. Danny Cater now playing left field. Larry Haney now catching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Brooks pinch hits for Paul Lindblad. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tardabul for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-3 in the game. Roseboro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Miller scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Rick Renick. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt pinch hits for Bob Miller. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fingers fires to first and picks off Holt. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ulander hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Cott now pitching. Jim Holt now playing left field. Leo Cardenas now playing shortstop. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Roseboro fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alan Lewis pinch runs for Tito Francona. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Larry Haney. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott juggles the ball. That's an error on Cott. Lewis moves to second. Ted Kubiak pinch hits for Raleigh Fingers. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Tenarche now catching. Mike Hershberger now playing left field. Danny Cater now playing first base. Marcel Lachman now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliva hits a line drive towards first. Cater catches it and steps on first to double up Tovar. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Jackson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bando is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-4 in the game. Roseboro hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Olander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Olander. The throw from Tenarche and he is out, Green applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marcel Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campaneris strikes out. Rosboro drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Campaneris out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. 2 outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Cater is walked intentionally. Jackson moves to third. Bando moves to second. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-1 in the game. Tenarche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 0-for-5 in the game. Rosboro hits a line drive into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marcel Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lachman bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hershberger moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to third for the out. Lachman moves to second. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a triple. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Jackson is hit by the pitch. Lachman moves to third. Tartabull moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holt strikes out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lachman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Resettles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-2 in the game. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tenarche moves to second. Tony La Russa pinch hits for Marcel Lachman. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. George Lazarek now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-6 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lazarek, and towards Green, who fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Campaneris steals third. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-7 in the game, with a single and a triple. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Jackson hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Tartabull moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campaneris tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Twins, 6, Athletics, 6. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cater is walked intentionally. Tartabull moves to third. Bando moves to second. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tenarche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 6. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive towards first. Cater reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-6 in the game. Roseboro is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-2 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Tom Tyskinski now catching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Lazarek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazarek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-8 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 3-for-8 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 18, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 6. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lazarek fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 3-for-7 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tovar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-to-6, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-7 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. 2 outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici takes first base on ball 4. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Quilici moves to second. Ed Sprague now pitching. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 18, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.